We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zocha lo yachloitz b'nei shehu kisoris. But even you, when mavar that he's a zocha, he should not give chalitza because he's a soris. Now let's just see Rashi on the Mishnah, and then we'll go to the Gemara. Lo yachloitz im yesh ach acher. There's another brother, he shouldn't give chalitza, the other brother should give chalitza. We'll come back to this Rashi. So let us see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rab Ami, my Ovid lay Rab Yehuda. We'll see the Gemara assumes that according to Rab Yehuda is a Soris Chama, is a Vadei Soris. My Ovid lay Rab Yehuda le Tumtum de Biri. There was a Tumtum that lived in the city of Biri. Taisvua beikusei, it seems they sat him on his stomach, beikra, I think they operated on him, beoilid, and he was a tumtum, beoilid, sheva bonim, and he had seven sons. So these are, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say that he's a soris? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't the spoil from the sons. He held a tumtum as a soris, and Al-Kochach, his wife was Mizan. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said as follows, tumtum lo yachloitz, a tumtum should not give chalitza, shema yikra, maybe, Shema Yikra v'nimtza sris chamen. The Shema is going on. Maybe he'll be a sris chamen after the kriya. So memele, so therefore he shouldn't give chalitza. He might be a sris chamen. So that's why he shouldn't give chalitza. So it seems the whole problem is because he might be a sris chamen. So the Gemara says there's no other problem. Oto kol de mekarei zocher havi. That's the only problem is maybe he'll be a sris chamen. It could be he's in a cave. So must have Zohi come. Shema Yikra v'nimtza nekeve. No, I mean there's two svekas. Maybe he's in a cave. But for the nimtza Zohi, Shema Yimtza Srischama. But maybe he's a Srischama. So the Gemara asks, my binayu, what is the difference between My binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rove, two nafkeminets, Livsoil b'mokem achim. If he'll give chalitze, if a tumtum will give chalitze, and there are other brothers, now, are the other brothers permitted to be miyab? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chalitze is nothing. He's a soris, he's a vadis reshame. So they're permitted to be miyab. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tumtum gives chalitza, maybe he's not a sris chama. So the male, they're not allowed to be miyam. The lach loit shaloi b'mokim achim, another nafkamina. If there's no achim, he's the only ach, as he mechuyev to give chalitza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiyev chalitza. If he's the only brother and he's a soris, so there's no zika whatsoever. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, he's a sofik. Maybe he's not a sris chame. So memela, so misofik, he has to go and give chalitza. Lachot shei b'mokimachem ika binayu. The Rishash is moira, l'chayra, we have a svek svek over here. We have a svek-sveke, we have a tumtum in front of us, so maybe it's an akeda, and then maybe it is a soris. So why aren't, so we have a svek-sveke to tell us that, you don't need chalitza, and if he gave chalitza, it shouldn't pass all the yibum. So why, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like that. But even Hecha de Efshel Avruri, you also say Svek Sveike. Because we can say it's actually a brewery, you could be Makareya, but he brings a remote that if you have a brewery, you say Svek Svek. So he wants to say, it could be the Gemara means, it could be, but it could be it will eventually become this Bara, that he's not a Soris, and then we'll find out that they did Isurim. That means we could live on Svek Svek is that we could be ensured that we'll be ignorant the whole time. But if it will become this barer afterwards, will become this barer that he's not, he'll be nikran and nimsa, that he's not a srischamid, so it comes out, now we'll see that they were miyabim b'isser, and she did need chalitza, and she got married, and some amela, that's why he holds that he has to give chalitza. In the second case, and in the first case, they're not permitted to be miyabim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, tumtum debiri, shay boise mokam roilid zayim bonim, al malav sorises, we see he's not a soris. Mayayim heim, ish te zinsa, oto kol de makreye zoche mishtakach, le mesav gilel rabi yeseb im yudah ben nekeve, din klar at all if it's a nekeve, al le soris u dechayish, bedine ke soris le chayut su le mayab, why didn't you think about such a tzavachi kama? Shema yikra ve yimse nekeve, So his chalitza did not pasul, and mishabemis. Rabbi Yosi, shem moktoni. Shema yikra v'nimtza soris, sveiku. Upos alachim, alachim, dum alav sorisu, v'chalitza hi. V'lach loit shaloi b'mokim achim, im ein shom ach elohu, v'rab Yehuda loi boi chalitza minay. V'rab Yosi v'rab Yehuda boi chalitza misofik. The Marsha asks, so what is Pshat and Rashi in the Mishnah? Rashi in the Mishnah says, Lo Yachloit, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yesh Lo Yachim. So what seem, Im Ein Lo Yachim, he is Mechuyiv to give Chalitza. And the Gemara says, Nitozai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to give Chalitza, Afilo Ein Lo Yachim. V'yesh liyashiv, so the Marsha answers the Lishna, the loyachleitz, the Kama Rabbi Yehuda b'masnisen, mashmalei de b'yesh loyachim kamayri, vashminen isure. Loyachleitz means the loyachleitz, he should not, if there's brothers, he should not give chalitza. The loyniftere bar chalitza also, because she won't become part of the chalitza. So it could be moisev, am I giving chalitza lasa yibm also? Or if they want to give chalitza, he shouldn't give chalitza because it's be misleading. If Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about ein loyachim, lashminin hetera de loy boy chalitza minei, avle lameima loy chalit. He doesn't give chalitza. Loyach loyitza would seem that there's an issa to give chalitza. One, they should not give chalitza. Like chalitza means he's not mechuyev to give chalitza. So memela, so that's why it said a loshen layach loitza. That's why Rashi said the Mishnah is speaking about that they're achim, and layach loitza shouldn't give chalitza because the loy niftere ba chalitza say because his chalitza won't be able to pata. Because he's a bad isoris, so there's an issel to give chalitza. Zok to Gemara weiter. Now let's see Taisvitz. Shema yikra v'nimtza nekeve. Perish b'en chanano, v'en goz b'pchais b'ek aleilu mumim. Shema yikra v'yimtza nekeve. Vim yimtza zocho, shema yimtza soris. He says, there's two shemas. Shema yimtza soris. V'tem alari, menor leho, How do you know that that's pshat in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? Adum Ochi Kama. Shemo Yimtza Nekeive. Ve'im Yimtza Zocho, Bada Yimtza Soris. Rabbi Yehuda the Masnissen. How did the Gemara know that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda holds he's only a Sofik Soris? Maybe he's a Bada Soris. Ve'eshleim Adole Metzina Lameima. Dim Kain. My nafki minoba my dekoma, benkach u benkach in roi klal liyab. That means that if there, whatever he is, he can't give chalitza b'savad yisoris, so why do he have to make shemos? Maybe nakeve, maybe dos. What's kate meron, all the, ilamais he can't give chalitza. Pav alamein, betum tamareu kisoris, finished. So kochach vaistois, there are stodim. That he could give chalitza, but he shouldn't give chalitza. Lo yachlit shemo. So by his place, he's a suffix of us. Sokta Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Shmu Bar Yehuda Marab Abba Achud Rab Yehuda Bar Zavdi Omar Rab Yehuda Marab Androgynous Chayoven Olov Skila Bishtei Mekaymes. An androgynous Zohar is Boa Allah Androgynous. So Bain was bo pinakvusoi, Bain bo olov meyachayrov. So Yechayim skila. He says that's called. He made a ma'aser be an androgynous. So that's there's a skila of mishkav zoch. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Lazar, "Ima androgynous chayov nolov skila kibezocho Yechayim skila, but medva mamum bezachre shaloi. That's davke." If you was, the made a shchive that you make by a zocha, that means meyachoyro. So that is the ritve. Avo benakve shaloi pota. But if a person was bo ala androgynous benakve shaloi, zocha doesn't have such a maise shchive, ye pota. So it's a kashe and Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So the Gemara says, "Who da Omar ki hai tane?" You're right. Rabbi Lezer Taka holds you not chayiv benakves, but there's another tane that holds you are chayiv. The Sanya, Rabbi Simoy Omer, androgynous chayoven olav skile mishtei mekaymes. That androgynous chayiv olav skile mishtei mekaymes. He holds like Rabbi Simoy. My time the Rabbi Samoy. What's the time of Rabbi Samoy that Yechayev and Shtei Mekaymes? Omar Rove. So Rove said, Bar Hamduri Asberoli. Bar Hamduri was Masberni. The Ezocho Loisishkav Mishkeve Ishe. Ezeu Zocho Sheyeshboi Shnei Mishkodis. Have the Omer say androgynous. That's an androgynous. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the androgynous, Bar Shnei Mishkovois Hizerakosov. He says, Ve Zocho, he says, there's an Isarana Zocho, and this Bemis will see this Zocho is Koylo Urschorim. And then Leisishkav Mishkevayish, and there's a Zocha that has two Mishkavis. Not allowed to be Baal Azocha, but Zocha Leisishkav. And then there's a Zocha that the Isa Shchive is, there's two Mishkavis, Mishkevayish. He's a Zocha that's Mishke Mishkavis, I will say I'm dragging it. So that's the Mekor of Rav Simoy. Verabonon. So what does Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds Johnny Chayiv b'mokim zaches. I forgot the isbei shnei mishkavos. Even though he's an androgynous, hezochok si. So it says hezochok, but the bia should be. That even though it's mishkavei ishe, even though he has two mishkavos. But the Isa Shchive is b'mokim zaches. That means me'achayirov. Ve'zochok si. So Rashi says, Vachi koma, es zachrusoi shal mi sheyesh po shtei mishkovois lois ishkar. So the Pasuk is telling us that the Iser Shchive is b'mokim me'achayra, b'mokim what, ezocho lois ishkar mishkoveish. A person who wears to mashkovois, the Iser is b'ezoch. Frag the Gemara, Rabbonon, Zocha Greide Menolo. According to the Rabbonon, this Pasuk is speaking about an androgynous. The Pasuk is telling us that the Mishkav of an androgynous is B'mokim Zachas. The Zocha is not speaking about Zchorim. The Zocha B'chlar doesn't mean Zchorim. The Zocha means B'mokim Zachas. So we see, like, Sishkav Mishkaveish, a person who wears two Mishkaves. But the Leishishkav should be a Zocha. The Mokim with this, the Mokim Shchiva of a Zocha. But the Pasuk Bechal doesn't tell us what is not, it says we have a whole Pasuk who's devoted to tell us the Halacha of an androgynous. So how do you know Bechal that is an Issa Shchiva on a Zocha, not an androgynous? Rabbon und Zoche grede menolu. So let us see the Bach skills. Mi ve es. Says, ve es Zoche. He says, ve es, from es, ve es wa marbe. That a Zoche also, there's an Issa Shchive, b'mokim Zaches. So ve es is coming to tell us Zoche. So let's see the Bach weiter. Isha shalike darka minolo. How do we know that there's a chiyo by an isha shalike darka? He says, Mishkebe is coming to tell us, he says, talking about an androgynous, he says, to Mishkovitz, how do you know by an isha, there's a chiyo by an shalike darka? So the Mara says, my isha. What is Hirashi? Rabbonon, what is Hirashi? Rabbonon, Zocha Greide Menolo, Bishlam Larab Simoi, Ve'ez Zocha, Koschorim B'mashme. Then when is that to be Sheikhibim Azocha? Mishkevei, Larabis Mishkev, Shaini, Shalandreigen, this is another Mishkev. Alle Rabbonim Bolo, Zoch Lamuti Nakvis Androgene, Zoch Agreide Minholos, Adrein Odes Bechlade Zachiev Mishkov Anna Zocha, Schleike Darke Minholo, Bein Lamar, Da Hadu Minol, Sai, Leit Rab Simoi, En Sai, Leit Rabbi Eleze, But how do you know that Shloike Dava Biel and Yinonshin Shalarai is Hela Lamavki Lahai Mishkevel Androgynous? That either there's two Mishkovets or one Mishkov, but it's the Mishkevel speaking about an Androgynous. So, Meisha Navke. Then Anisha also has two Mishkovets. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shizvi, Omar Rav Chizde, Loi Lachol, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Androgynous, Zocha Ma'al Yehu. That means, even though Rabbi Elazar said that Yechai Chayovan Olof Skila Kibizocha, so that means Rabbi Elazar holds an Androgynous Zavadai Zocha. He holds it only one Mishkav, but Al Kaponim, he holds it Zavadai Zocha. So the Gemara says, Loi lakil, but not lagabi all halachis does Rabbi Elazar hold that an androgynous is a din of avadai zoch. Sheim ato oimakein, because if you would say, lagabi all halachis, androgynous is a din of a zoch, be migdoshim yigdosh. So then if a person would be magdish and androgynous, it should get a kedushas aguf. And we know Rab Elazar holds it doesn't get a Kedushas Aguf. Uminolon the Loi Kodesh. How do you know that an androgynous does not get a kedushas aguf? The Tana Rabban. We learned a baraisa, and here we're speaking about, this first baraisa is speaking about oifis. Hanirba vahamukze vaneva vaesnan umechir vetumtum vandroigenis. And it's speaking about that they were magdish them for a kolben oif. Now, by oif, as we know, malike, chatas oif, the malike is mata, the malike is bemokim shchit. So the Tanakama holds that by all these, the hegdish is not chal, it's not roi lakrove. So since it's not roi lakrove, so the malike is not mata, is metamim begodim abei sabli. So that means if a person, so it's a nivlas oif toyer that's metame bebei sabli. So bekitza negei elonu, a tumtum nadroigenes is not roi lakrove, minatoyre. So memele, so the malike is not mater bachile. Rabileza oima, tumtum androgynous ain't metamim begodim abei sabli. No, by oifis, the hegdish is chal. Shoy Rabilezer oima, kol mokim shenema zocha unikeivim. Wherever the Torah says, beferish zocha unikeiva, atamoitzi tumtum androgynous mi beinei. But oif, oil voloi nema boi zocha unikeivi, atamoitzi tumtum androgynous mi beinei. So that means, Rabbi Lezer said as follows. Rabbi Lezer said, if the Torah said, Beferish Zocho, so the Torah means a Zocho Mefusim. That means not a Zocho that you have to be machria what his din is. When the Torah says Zocho, the Torah means a Zocho Mefusim. If it doesn't say Beferish Zocho, we know it could be the dinis you need a zach, doesn't beferish zach, then an androgynous is good. So memela by oif, it doesn't say beferish zach, so an androgynous is a zach, an androgynous has a din zach. But, posi, by behemis, it says beferish zach, so there, zach means, and a zach mefusim, and an androgynous does not fall into that category, because an androgynous, even halachically, as a din zocha, is not a zocha mefusa. Aisa lochere is kan shayel aben, say bezoi, so why is one chayev, mishkev zocha, an androgynous? There it says, bezocha leisishka mishkev eishe, so there it says zocha. So that's me because Rabbi Lezer let time eh? Because Rabbi Lezer holds you only chayiv and one mishkov. So the zocher is not speaking about zocher. It's speaking about b'mokim zachris. So memele. So there the Torah isn't speaking about that you need a zocher. The Torah is speaking about an androgynous. You have to be boiled b'mokim zachris. So fine. So and how do we know that there's a chiv mishkev zocha ve'es? So again, so the Torah, so in ve'es, we're not talking about an androgynous God. So we have an often the posik that an androgynous is chayiv mishkev zocha. The Torah never called them a zocha. They called the Torah a zocha means that the mishkev should be b'mokim zachas. But wherever the Torah said zocha, so the Torah means a zocha mefusim. And therefore, an androgynous is nismay. Now, by Eifus, it doesn't say Zocho, so Mamele, it's Roy Lakrova. By Behemoth, we'll see later, it says Zocho, so an androgynous is like an Androy Lakrova. Let us see Rashi. Loy Lecholam Avilas Adoyge Zocho Ma'ayu, Shima'atoy Mekein, B'Migdoshim Yigdosh. If it would be a zoch of everything, so be mikdosh and yigdosh. Likore, you should be able to makrib it. Haroiva loy garsinin, we're not curious, it's mugas hanirba, shein lecha oif reveye ishe. Hanirba. Hanirba va mukze. Bemulukim de kodshim kamayri. We're speaking about kodshim melukim. Betamim begodim, kidin neveles oif toyo. תקיבן דאין ראויים להקרובה, סינצן הרוי להקרובה, כדסן ימינה בהם מלאצי רוויה ונרבה בתמו בהקבסרם לקוסי נבילה. זה ממילא זאת פעם מגודם, מוקצה שיקצו וייחתו לתקרובס אבי דסקרוב. כלומר יחד לפה תקרובס אבי דסקרוב, נבד שישתח ולא יבסו אבי דסקרוב. דיבלס איפטר אין לו תומה לבייס הבלי כדי כסיב לא יהיה אוכל לתום אבו. עתו מייצי תומתם ואדרגנס ביניהם כדי שינן זוכר ודאי נקי ובדויס לא יתומתם אדרגנס אמה לה בלוזר לא יקוצ'ר. אבל אז זה סס, איפה סס בנסס בפיירש, אין ימייצי ססי את נת קודש. אמה רב נחמה בייצר כפנן נמי תנינם. רבי אלעזר אומר, ולנט אונופן הזוי, הקלויים וטרייפה וייצי דויפן, טומטם ואנדרוגניס, לאי קדושים ולאי מקדשים. ואמר שמור לאי קדושים בתמורה, ולאי מקדשים באויסה תמורה, שמע מינו. תלרסי רשי, קלויים פוסר להקרובה, דרסיב שיר אי כסף, קטלי קלויים, זה שירי כסף האיס, קלויים זה כסף הבא לאיס, זה ממילא, so it says, no, שירי כסף האיס, not קלויים. כי יבוא לאיד, פרט לי יוצאי דויפן. והני חמישי ילף רבי לזה מקרוי בתמורה בפרק יש קרבונס. Now, by these five, the לאי חייל קדושה עליהם. There is a limit that no kedushas aguf whatsoever is nitfas on them. Va'avol gav d'shar psulei hakrove kegoin reveya benirba mukze v'nevad v'esen amechir chayla lai kedushas aguf. By these psulem ach kedushas aguf ischal utzrichin mum kavu alipodi solov, and you can't be paid it right away, it's a kedushas aguf, dida mum, ulacha pidyan, and after pidyan asurim begiza vavoida, this is all because a kedushas aguf was nitfas, even though it was never a chal a kedushas aguf lakrod, but it was chal a kedushas aguf. Hani, but these five, kloim, treifi, yetzidayf, and tumtum adregnis, lechay leleil, ele kedushas dobi. Only Kedushas Domi Mischal. Kedikle Baume. So the Kedush is like your Magdish Adekel. Venivde Boloimum, Vetorm Begize Vavoide, Laache Pidyoinum. So we see here we're talking about a Behime, so we're talking about a Behime, so a Behime Androgynous, and often a Raya. Rabbi Leza said, a Behime Androgynous, there's no kedushas aguf nitvas on it, loy kedoshim. Now, Shmuel said, loy kedoshim betmur. So how does tmur come in? So Rashi says, Shmuel stangas achidish. Loy mi boy, tchilas hagdish to loy kochi. He's telling us a big chidish. Not only if a person was magdish and androgynous, the hagdish isn't chal, it's only a kedushas domim. Dafilu balmum. Memoi betchaz hagdish loy kochi. Dafilu balmum. Shekodamum and lagdash lenochs lagdushas aguf. Gamma bebchaz perik beis. The Gemara says if a person is magdish a balmum, so the din is that only he has a gdushas domin. There's no gdushas aguf. It's mutabagiza vavoida. Elafilu im heime koidish bem. He wants to tell us a bigger chidish, Rabbi Lazar, that afilu he made a tamure on this. Is hani loy mekachi, so afilu a tamure cannot create a kedusha on a tumtum and adroigness. The ilu balmum, chayla lay kedusha saguf, liyosa begizav avoida af mishiyapode. Even though a balmum, if you're magdish a balmum, there's no kedusha saguf chal at all, but if you make a tmur on a balmum, it gets a kedusha saguf. And then it's also begizav avoida. So that's the revuse. The revuse is that these five, afilu you made a tmure,
which the Temura is bekoyach to create a kedushas aguf on a bar mum, but it's not bekoyach to create a kedushas aguf on them. Now, then it says a second din. Like kedushin, they don't become kodesh. The loy mekadshin. Vein mekadish lases temura. They don't make a temura. Im heim kedushim v'heim echulun behem. Ain't a mois in temura. Now this is a pella. B'hosa masvinim b'meseches temura. What are you telling me that they don't make a temura? Chmiyache she'ain kedushim. Don't have any kedushas aguf whatsoever. Hayach magdish. How could they make a temura? Tell me, it doesn't make a temura. So the Gemara says, Yata moitzi ela b'magdish b'heime b'achakach nitrefo. By treifa, that'll be the case. He's magdish b'heime. So then there was kalak dushus aguf, achakach nitrefo. So now it can't make a temur. B'magdish v'lad, that the kedusha was chal, v'yotza derech doifin. So b'shas leide, it became a yotze doifin. So my mail, b'gushus aguf was chal from before. Aber kloim betumtum van dreigenish shenifslo mishas yitzirosam yato moitzi sheyagdish. So how could that become kodesh? Ela bevlodis kodeshim. So he said imam kedusha. It was born from the mother. This did vlad kodesh gets a kedusha. So then they do get a kedusha saguf. But they can't be magdish b'tmura. Mata kantam yira b'yistova v'yivdeim b'yoichleim v'treifa tikova. Let's finish the perek, then we'll go back to Taisvus. Abilaza oima chayovin olav skila kezoch. Abilaza says, and now mishna chayovin olav skila kezoch. Atanya oma rabbi, kshalachti lo metoire eitzo rabiloza ben shemua. Chibru olai talmidov ketan goylem shel beis bukia. So he was a new Talmud, he came to a new yeshiva, so the Talmidim of Rabbi Loza ben Shemua gathered around Rabbeinu HaKodesh, ketan goylem shel beis bukia, which is not too complimentary. What's the Talmud goylem shel beis bukia? Bekiyim v'charifim. And they don't let, they're not very, balei hachnosa soichem. I think bekiyim means that the boki, who's from their kreis and who's not from their kreis, and whoever is not from them is, their harifim. And so, they did not let me learn anything. Eladova echal b'mishnaseinu. Rabbi Lazar Oima and Regnes Chayovna Lovskila Kezoch. That was the only thing they let me learn. So, the Gemara Sisrei Torah, the Or Haner wants to say Pshat as follows. We have to understand, besides what the Gemara is saying, we have to understand the some of the Talmidim and Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua weren't Poshet, they weren't stamazoi poshet tamid chachamim. They were mustam rizik et tamid chachamim. But a new Talmud comes in and psazoi leinich lilmoi leinichuni lilmoi elad avarech. So he says they were afraid. It seems Rebbe came from a different yeshiva, and perhaps the oifen halimod was different. They were afraid Rabbein HaKodesh was a gvaldike bal koyach. They were afraid he'll come into this yeshiva and he learned on a different oifen. So he'll be mekatrik, mekanter, and what Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, shlug him up. That's what they were afraid of. And he says, we see such a Gemara. The Gemara says that after Rameyah was nifter, he said they shouldn't let in the Talmidim of Rameyah because they can't run him. That means if he could, if Sheyenim ain't good, aber al kaponim, they were afraid that Rebbe had a different oifen alimud, and somehow he'll disagree with the Torah of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. He says, but Bemison, how can you be chayshit for such a thing? It says, Esa Shema Lekecha Tira, the Gemara Darshan Zimsachim, Le Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. That means, how could he ever say such a thing that in any way would be Pegeya Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua? But there's a machlokes in the Gemara, if you do darshan es, if you don't darshan yes, shimon amsuni yedoyrish karesen shebetoyre, at shebor les Hashem alakecha tiros pirish. See, he doesn't darshan es. But keep it, you'll get darshan es. Now, how do they know what Rabbeinu HaKodesh is? If they know he's governed by the Hashem alakecha tiro, la rabbis tamid echomim, they have nothing to be afraid of. They know agree, disagree, but in no way will there be a pgiya in Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, because but if he doesn't darshan es, they can't be assured. So before he sat down to learn, he wanted to tell him on aloche that Rabbi Elazar says androgynous chayov all of skila kizocha. So how do you know this? So we darshan ezocha loisishka mishke veyishe. So ezocha means b'mokim zaches. That was. So how do you know b'chal mishke v'zocha? So you have to darshan es. So they told them, listen, though in the Mishnah we darshan this droshe b'ezocha loisishka mishke veyishe. That means, so the pasuk is speaking about an androgynous, you only chayiv b'mokim zachis, and al kolchoch, how do you know b'chlam mishkav zach yidar shenes? So that was before he had a chance to learn anything, they told him this. This is mir darshin in essen der yeshiva. So Mamela, if you'll take the hint, and you know there's eser shamalakech otira, the rabbis tamid echromim, fine. If not, we would encourage you to look for another yeshiva. That's more or less what the Orach HaNer says. Now, let us see Taisus. Loi lechol omar Rabbi Elazar Dreigene Zocheru, shimata oi mekein v'mekdoshim yigdosh. Shol harav shmur bochor meiri. The beperik misha meis kamarove loilam doichin oisoi biyeshla. The Gemara is speaking about a tumtum. The Mishnah is speaking about a tumtum. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, let us just be magdim. There's a Mishnah misha meis that says two halachas. One halacha, it says by a tumtum, that if, let's say the halacha is, by nechosim merubim, is the schorim ayirish, and the nekevis get mezainis. Nechosim muatim, so the other way, so the nekevis ayirish, and the bonim al the schorim amarzah al apsochim. But let's say in the first case, with nechosim merubim. So it says in the Mishnah that if there's a tumtum, there's chorim, there's nekevis, and there's a tumtum. The tumtum comes and he wants to yashin with the chorim. So it says, doichin oisa eitzel nekevis. No, not. You don't yashin, there's doichin oisa eitzel nekevis. That's one halacha. We'll come back to that soon. Then there's another halacha. That what is if a person said that imtailed ishti ben yikachmone, imtailed ishti bas zol nemen masayim, and then she had a tumtum, so it says he doesn't take anything. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So now Rove says pshat the Mishnah as follows. Rove says, now let's go back to the first halacha. Rove says that doichen oisa eitzel nekevis, the first case, it's nechosim merubin, the tumtum wants to yashin with the schorim. So it's doichen oise eitz on the kibbutz. They tell him, there's no raya yours, docha. So you go and you only get mezainis. Doichen oise eitz on the kibbutz. So now there's a shal in the Gemara. What happens when he comes to the nekibbutz? So it's a machlikis. So Rava says, no. It's doichen v'yashla. He comes to the nekibbutz. It's a manvshech. I mean, listen. Mezainis kut mezicha. Maybe he comes, I deserve more. But mezainis icha. I'm either a Zohar or a Nekeva. That's what Rava says. So then Rava is a problem. So it comes out, a Tumtum is not a Beria. A Tumtum is a Safik Zohar, Safik Nekeva. So Mamon HaShech, Mezainis will get. So now we have to understand the Sefer. The Sefer says, Taylor the Ishti Zohar, he should take a Mona. Taylor the Ishti Nekeva, he should take a Messiah. Yod HaTumtum, he doesn't take anything. So it seemed that the Sefer holds his Aberia. So if he's Aberia, so then it's Doichen Oisei Ve'ein Loi. So he doesn't get from the Nekevus either. They tell him, you're not a Zoch, you're not a Nekevus, you're Aberia. Okay, now let us see Taisvus. Loi L'cholam Rabbi Lezan Doichen Ozoch, Hushim Atzai Mekein B'Megdoshim Yidah, Shol Arav Shmuel Bochol Meri. The Bepeik Mishemeis Kamarove, Loi L'am Doichen Oisei V'yesh Loi. The schorim amatrehim to the nekebis, the yeshla, and the taka is like a nekeb. I v'seifer, the seifer says that yoda tumtum, he doesn't have anything. The seifer Rab Shimon Gamliel, the seifer is going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel. The sanya yoda tumtum vandreigen is, so we learned a baraisa. Yoda tumtum adreignis of Shimon Gamliel Oimer ein kedusha chala aleihem. So we'll see soon what this is talking about. But there's no kedusha chal on the tumtum adreignis. So the rehites loshen agmore, it would seem to say, of Shimon Gamliel holds that it's a barrier. Nadreignis is a barrier. Yoda tumtum adreignis ein kedusha chol aleihem. So Tosfos asks, Eichem edami kotshim l'shar duchti. Whatever Rav Shimon ben Gamliel speaking about kodesh. So how could you be medame kodesh to all halachas? We just had Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says an adreignis is avada izochel. Rabbi Lezer says an androgynous Yechayev Skilev Baal androgynous. Vafal Pikin, Rabbi Lezer says, by Kochim it says Zoch, I mean Zoch Avadai. So Memele, how could the Gemara be Medame, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that says, that Ein Kedusha Chol Aleihem by a Tumtum androgynous, so therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds his Aberia, and therefore Im Yoda Ishte Zoch Anikeve, so Mamel doesn't take, he said, Yodish, Tizach, Azay, Nekev, Azay, Yod, Tumtum doesn't take anything. That's not right from Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel could hold, he's Azach, he can hold his Asafik, but by Kochim, there's a Bazundara Aloch of Zach Avad in Nekev Avad. Heich Medame Kochim Lushar Duchti, Dilma Balmes of the Sveiko. Could be all over, Shimon Gamliel holds its Asafik. And the Mishnah doesn't stimme koin to Rav Shimon Gamliel that says Yoda Tumtum. Aber Kochim bin ich lei bei Zweike. Kochim is a besondere din. You need to the comma Rabbi Lezer Hocher. Vizocha mefusam, nekei mefusam, lemutei tumtum. So my mail is so the Rav Shmuel Bocher is the amore di kekashe. Veheishe vri, so the Ri answered, the Goras Hosom Disna, not the Sanye, Disna. The Goras Rabbeinu Shmuel, Umaisi Raye de Beryab. The E, so he's bringing a Raye talking from this Mishnah, the Beryab Bifne Atzmai, that's the Baskis. The E, Sveika Have, Likodish Kdushes Pem, Af Alpish and Ismayet Meakrove, that means the Mishnah, there is a Mishnah that says as follows. The Mishnah says that a person, the Yera Bahima Mivakeres, and he was Magdish, the Uber before was born. And he said as follows, Im Zohar, it should be an Oilo, Am Nekeve, Shal Zivchei Shlomi. And it says over there, and if was born a tumtum, it's not an oila and not a shlomim. So why not? A fellow will say that a kedushas aguf is not chal, but let it be kodesh. There it says it's not kodesh at all. That's all that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ain kedusha chal alayim. There's no kedusha whatsoever. A fellow kedushas domim is not chal. In this case, that means he was Magdish, but Zohar Magdish, a cave like this, and nothing is Chal. So why not? So Kol Choch, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it is a Beryem. V'loi gar sinen de sanye, k'may shegoyres Arab Avrom ben Megash, v'loi me de sanye gar b'chir, v'loi lo l'rov lo n'yichamish no lovi abreise, shen l'chich mimeno v'ein la'arech. If it would be from the Baraisa, then we'd have problems. And then we'd have problems in Rav Shmuel's Kasha. Because the Baraisa is not speaking about a case that he was Magdish. But Tosfos says, we have arrived from the Mishnah. And forget, the Mishnah says, the Rav Shmuel holds that it doesn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. But doesn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. So you see, Taki holds it's a Beria. Metamim begodim abeis abliyah. Treife lechoshifochi. What about treife? Vira nirba v'muktzah neved vesna. What about treife lechoshifochi? The pligibar rameiv rabbiudav rabbiyes bezvochem berkhat asoyt. B'moylik v'nimtze treife metamu begodim. B'osan nami mefosh techosha psula bekoydish. Ein metamu begodim. Abilezo ein metumtum v'adroigenes ein metamu begodim. Motzi lemeime could very well be, like he's saying, Galosh and Shlil, it's not matam begodim, duhu adin dekshayim lakrov. Kidikom adin ato yocha loitzi tumtum adregis mevineim. He said that lemeise, that by oif, there's no meat, since it does the beferi zocha on the cave, so not memayit, and tumtum adregis. Alai did knock it on the kama metamin, knock it on me, iyo ain metamin. But when you makri betake. Hashem mi da rabon al masurim la krobe. Loi kedoshim. That doesn't have any kedoshim. Bodo loi choshev nil ba mukse besnan u mechir bishem dani kedoshim magdish kino mukhe betesefte. Saroi la krobe. It seems to get a kedoshis aguf. Abileza gasin mishnaseina v'chi behi de'ein metame begodim v'hi de'lai kdoishim v'lai magdishim b'b'chayres b'tmura. Odron aloch. Let us start the next Mishnah. Yesh mutoreis l'baleyem basureis l'yibmeyem. There are other women that are mutter to their husbands and they're also to the yavo. Mutaris liyibmeyim, basuris lebaleyim. That is verkehrt. Mutaris leilu leilu, basuris leilu leilu. Be'elu mutaris lebaleyim, basuris liyibmeyim. These are mutar lebaleyim, basuris liyibmeyim. Kein hadjit shenosas almone. Kein hadjit married an almone, so there's nothing wrong with a kein hadjit to marry an almone. V'yesh loy ach koyin godol, and he has an ach koyin godol. So when this koyin hedya dies, there will be a lot of problems for the koyin godol. Number one, she's an almone from two mesim. She's an almona, so that's why won't be able to be miyam. Number two, she's a ba'ula, yeah. So we have so by a kohen gadol, she'll be a chai v'lav bes. That's the case of the Mishnah. Cholol shenosa k'sheiro, a cholol married bas kohen, v'yesh loy ach kosher, now he has a brother a kohen. So he's lehuzru psulos lenosei lekshayim. He's lekshayim lenosei lepsulam b'chsachmir. So Mamela, so Abaskain is permitted to marry a cholo. Now she marries a cholo, she becomes a chalola. Now that's no problem for him. But he has a brother, a kosher ekayim. So when he dies, so it's asur liyibmeyim. So she's a chalolo that's falling liyib. Yisrael shenos labas Yisrael. Yisrael married abas Yisrael. V'yesh layach mamza. So it's muter labalayim, masur liyibmeyim. Mamza shenos mamzeres v'yesh layach Yisrael. So in all these cases, mutares labalayim, masures liyibmeyim. Let us see Rashi. Yesh mutaris kain hedyet shenosas hamone who adin lepsula. He could marry a psula also. The shemeis nasis hamone didn't have to marry an hamone. Masula kain god dolochiv. But more porich listen psula. Why did he say marry an hamone? Och kosher or a cholol married a ksheira and he has an och kosher kain osul yabmo. Shenishalala bebias cholo. Kiliafinim ivaskoin kisili izo beper kamone. Becholo muta bekshera. Now this is a shreklich Rashi. Kandoch lener esta kashin Rashi. We hear on Daf Samach Tosam and Aleph. The Gemara asks a kashe, if we learn from the posik of baskoin kisili izo, so how do you know that a cholo passels? Yochi cholo de labzohu leilipsu. And Rashi says, and Av Samachtes Amad Aleph, Yochi garsinen, cholo de labzohu etzlo leilipsu, da cholo mutar afilo bekehenes. Zohu means that there's an, she's also, baskenki sili zohu, she was nivul from a zohu, means she was a nivul from a person who's also low. A cholol is not also to marry a bas